Let's see, what do you call a fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
That's pasture.
Well, now...
Locked.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that word?
Locked.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? How might you call it, a rock wall or a stone wall or a stone fence or a rock fence?
Stone wall, that's what you call it.
Well, yeah, it could be a rock wall or a stone wall or either one.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. And how about the same thing if it's made out of metal? Would you call it the same thing, or would you call it something different?
Milk pail. No. You could say a milk pail or a milk bucket, either one, but they're both answers for the same thing.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a spider? Or is a spider,
I've always heard it used as a frying pan.
Or
okay.
A skillet.
A skillet.
Well, now, a frying pan and a skillet, the same thing?
Uh-huh, same thing.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn it on and off?
Spigot.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Well, there's a spigot on the barrel, too.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well,
maybe
it'd still be a spigot on the barrel.
Well, I suppose it's not on a barrel. It's just out in the yard and you hitch a hose up to it.
Mm-hmm.
You still call it a spigot.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Hey, thanks!
Okay. And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? Like 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in one of these.
Unless they're just big bags,
would
be about all I know.
Well, now, do you make a distinction between a bag and a sack?
You can call it either one. Most people do call them sacks.
Uh-huh. Well, would you ever call it a particular kind of sack according to what it's made out of?
Well, it's a burlap, and that's made out of... Course thread.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard it called a toe sack?
Mm-hmm.
And is that the same thing as a burlap sack?
I imagine it would be. You know, they just have different names for them.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and you hold it up to your mouth and blow?
Oh, that's a harp.
Okay. And what about something that's similar, that's made out of metal, and it's shaped like that, and you heard it against you?
That's a jute harp.
Can you play one of those?
No.
Have you ever heard one of those play?
Oh, yeah.
I never heard one.
And yes, I've heard them lots of times, but I wouldn't know how to use one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a board that's balanced in the middle, like this, and one child sits on one end,
a seesaw.
Yeah, okay. And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, I don't know. I really never have seen one.
Oh, you have? You've seen these flying jingles?
Oh, sure. Flying jingles?
Yeah, and that's where you chop off a tree or something and put a board across with a pin in it. Are we talking about the same thing? And it goes round and round the board?
Well, I don't know that I've ever seen one. I've heard flying jingles, but I don't know anything about them.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives on?
Flat rock.